Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Now, folks, I hope all my viewers out there in the Northeast are battening down the hatches, because tomorrow this region is supposed to get a whole lot of snow. At least that's what we've been told by the people who do this. Now, here in New York City, they're predicting the biggest snowstorm in 2 years. Now, if anybody out there has never been to New York in a snowstorm, it goes like this. 1 hour of beautiful fresh powder. 3 weeks of Mount Kiliman garbage. The city is supposed to get up to 8 inches before 2 p.m. tomorrow in a nor'easter. Forecasters are predicting will be quick but intense. Nothing to be ashamed of, nor'easter. You haven't snowed in 2 years. Of course you're excited. Perfectly normal to have premature precipitation. Premature precipitation, not that easy to say. Yeah. Thanks to the snow, tomorrow all New York City public schools will have remote classes. And I know people knock remote learning, but studies show there is no better way for your children to get in 8 hours of Minecraft. Of course, we're all still recovering from last night's epic overtime Super Bowl victory for the Kansas City Chiefs over the San Francisco 49ers in, I forget which city it was. Travis?
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
Somehow, he was able to get drunk between the end of the game and the trophy. That's dedication. After the ceremony, Travis hopped back onto the field for a much-anticipated smooch from Taylor Swift. Yes! I love their love. Also, I bet $500 there'd be no tongue. Pay up, DraftKings. There was one especially controversial ad that played during the game. It was supporting independent presidential candidate and man whose body is in a May-December romance with his head. Robert Kennedy Jr. The ad used images and music from his uncle John F. Kennedy's 1960 presidential campaign. Well, Kennedy's family has slammed the ad, especially his cousin Bobby Shriver, whose mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, is featured in the ad. Shriver said his mother would be appalled by his deadly health care views. Respect for science, vaccines, and health care equity were in her DNA. To which RFK Jr. replied, only because her DNA was altered by the vaccine. Hashtag horse-based life. Now, he's got a point. He's got a point. It's a stupid point, but he has a point. Bobby Jr. did eventually post this tweet. I'm so sorry if the Super Bowl advertisement caused anyone in my family pain. The ad was created and aired by the American Values Super PAC without any involvement or approval from my campaign. FEC rules prohibit super PACs from consulting with me or my staff. I love you all. God bless you. Well, that is a very nice apology. That would seem even more sincere if he hadn't pinned the ad at the top of his Twitter feed. Kind of insulting. That's like sending someone a card that says, my deepest apologies for rubbing my ass on this card. Now, you gotta seal the envelope somehow. Of course, the biggest losers last night were right-wing internet wackos. You see, they had a conspiracy theory out there that the NFL had somehow rigged the Chiefs playoff game so they would make it to the Super Bowl, where Taylor and Travis would endorse President Biden halfway through. So during the halftime show? Now, I know that sounds crazy, but there is precedent. Remember when Madonna did this in 2012?
Open your heart, I like Mitt Romney.
Yeah. People forget.
I forgot.
People forget about that. Such short memories. After the Chiefs won, Biden trolled all the trolls by tweeting the Dark Brandon meme with the phrase, just like we drew it up. Ha ha! I gotcha! Because if there's one thing right-wing conspiracy theorists have, it's a sense of humor about themselves. Hey, QAnon, want to come to my pizza party? Biden also gave a Super Bowl address on Twitter from what appears to be a movie theater.
You know, when buying snacks for the game, you might have noticed one thing. Sports drinks bottles are smaller. A bag of chips has fewer chips, but they're still charging it just as much.
Sir, I know they used to put more chips in every bag, but we're 15 minutes into Argyle. Could we talk about this later? Thank you. Thank you very much. Can't put your feet on the chair in front of you. Thank you. Then Biden proceeded to give the candy companies the business.
Some companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice. Give me a break. The American public is tired of being played for suckers. I'm calling on companies to put a stop to this.
Hell yeah, Joe. It is time to name names. Chex Mix, stop putting those rock hard toast discs in there. Cracker Jacks. Cracker Jacks, a piece of paper with one riddle is not a prize. You gotta give me a whistle or any choking hazard. Tootsie Rolls, congratulations. You tricked me into eating a chocolate candle. You feel big now? Come on! Last Thursday, we finally got the report from the special counsel investigating Joe Biden's retention of classified documents. Robert Hur. Hur's investigation found insufficient evidence to charge the president with any crime, but the report did contain one bombshell. After a 15-month investigation, special counsel Hur has determined Joe Biden is old. And I'm sorry you all had to find out this way. Turns out he's not just old. Hur said the president could be described as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with poor memory. Kind of going off-road in a report about classified documents. Your Honor, we, the jury, have reached a verdict. We find the defendant not guilty of murder, but he is ugly and his mother dresses him funny. Now, here's the thing, is that we fact-checked this last Thursday, and it turns out Joe Biden is old. And I said double-check today, and it turns out he's older. Now, maybe that's a problem, maybe that's not. One thing's for sure is that a lot of Democrats panicked about it. Paul Begala rent his garments, rubbed ashes on his head, and went to live in a cave. James Carville chewed off his own leg. Some people begged Biden's team to improve the lighting in his public appearances. There you go, because under a harsh fluorescent bulb, Biden looks like this. But in natural light, he looks like this. It's the lighting. That's all it is. So some say it's the lighting. Other Democratic operatives are pushing for Biden to use better makeup. Explains Maybelline's new slogan, maybe she's born with it, maybe she's the only thing standing between us and the complete collapse of American democracy. Here's the thing. Hur's extracurricular description of the president reinforces a concern many voters already have about his advanced age. But we are where we are. Unless something drastic happens, it's Biden versus Trump. Voters are just going to have to choose between a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory or a contemptible, malicious elderly rapist with a poor memory. I don't know what to do. Not only that, but one who keeps saying stuff like this.
NATO was busted until I came along. I said, everybody's going to pay. One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
That's right. Pay up, Europe. Pay up, Europe, and who's going to encourage Russia to invade you? Hey, Belgium, nice little country you got here. Once you fork over the cash, let's just say you're going to sleep with the waffles. This is not... Okay. Sure. And this is not just some slip of the tongue. It's a long-held belief. Back in 2020, Trump even told EU President Ursula von der Leyen, you need to understand that if Europe is under attack, we will never come to help you and support you. Never come to help or support you. You know what's something that's actually kind of sweet? He quoted his wedding vows. Speaking of which... Speaking of which, Trump was in South Carolina this weekend and used the opportunity to go after Nikki Haley's marriage.
Then she comes over to see me at Mar-a-Lago. Sir, I will never run against you. She brought her husband. Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone.
Now, to be fair, Trump struggles with object permanence, so... This is what he sounds like when anything leaves his field of vision. The ball rolled behind the couch. Where is ball? Ball is away. What happened to ball? What happened to ball? Ball gone. All gone. All. Where ball? Peekaboo. Fun fact, Nikki's husband, Michael Haley, is away because he's a National Guardsman serving a voluntary year-long deployment in Djibouti. Oh, turns out he's a service member. That is a kick in the jibbles. Now, unrelated to this, as soon as Melania heard about the story, she joined the National Guard. But, you know... You know their slogan, be all you can be best. Haley's husband weighed in, tweeting a meme that said, the difference between humans and animals, animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack. Ooh. 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 Trump responded with his own version of the meme, proving how smart he is. This is a whale. On Friday, Trump was talking to what's left of the NRA and tried a new tactic to scare up the vote in the Keystone State.
So Pennsylvania is one of the most important battleground states in the nation. If you live in this Commonwealth, register everyone you know and get them out to vote. We have to win in November, or we're not going to have Pennsylvania. They'll change the name. They're going to change the name of Pennsylvania.
Yes. They're going to make Pennsylvania woke, okay? They're going to make Pennsylvania trans. They're going to change the name to Transylvania. Home of Count Dracula. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, John Oliver.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ladies and gentlemen, My guest tonight is my most frequent guest and the host of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Mr. John Oliver. Hi. Hi, John.
It's great to be back.
I see you brought a plus one.
Yeah.
Is this Mickey from Steamboat Willie?
It is. It's Steamboat Willie's Mickey Mouse, which is now available for public use. It's not Mickey Mouse. I can't stress that enough. Luckily, there's no resemblance, so there shouldn't be confusion.
Right.
This is Steamboat Mickey, which is in the public domain now. Therefore, he can help with promoting any non-Disney related show, and it's great to have the mouse here.
Wow. And it's a mouse. What? Definitely a mouse.
Mouse Rat, he's in the rodent family. That's what we know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have for some time now.
Yes.
Been baiting the Walt Disney Corporation, which is a notoriously litigious organization. It's up there with Scientology, the amount of attorneys they employ.
That's
right. Trying to bait them to sue you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I've been ignored, so they've left me with no choice but to take this up a notch. So that's why I'm so happy to have Steamboat Mickey here with you.
Okay. That's my question, is that I know you enjoy being sued, okay?
Yes.
Or else you wouldn't be trying to get someone else to sue you. I have been sued many times.
Yes.
Am I an accomplice by having him on?
Wouldn't it be more fun to be in a courtroom together?
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. So we are...
I object.
I object. I didn't know he was going to bring Mickey on my show. So we have been sued once and we won it once. Therefore, I take from that I'm legally indestructible.
I was about to say, spoken like a man who's never lost a lawsuit right there. fun you're having, this is fun.
And it is fun. There's no funner surface to dance on than thin ice.
Right, because it's entertaining for everyone.
Yes.
There's you dancing. We get to enjoy the way you dance. But there's also suspense.
That's right. What's that cracking sound? Did someone step on a goldfish or is the ice going in?
Yes.
Yes.
My fear with things like this is that I'm not dancing on thin ice, that pretty soon I'll be pounding on thick ice from the bottom.
Yes. Yeah, so our poster this year features Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse here, and so we're very lucky to have him. Do you have the poster here?
I do have the poster. Yeah,
we have. This is our poster for this year. Yes. The tagline is, "What are they going to do, Sue?" Which I think is a legitimate question.
Sure.
We can talk privately now.
It would be cool.
My work here is done. Steamboat Mickey, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. Off he goes. There he is. Yeah.
I promise to visit you in jail.
It'll probably be fine. They got a good sense of humor over there.
Okay. Last night, Super Bowl.
You look great.
Thank you very much. Miracle of makeup, my friend. So you have been an American citizen for over 4 years now, correct?
Correct.
So legally, you have to have a favorite part of the Super Bowl. What was it?
I always loved the Super Bowl before I'd ever lived here because it's the most fascinating thing for the rest of the world to watch. Mm. It's almost a cautionary tale and yet something you aspire to be.
Yes.
A city on the hill, but that city is Atlantic City, if you will. And so it was amazing. I loved all of it. I loved Usher on roller skates. That was a nice surprise.
Sure, I did not expect
on
him.
On roller skates.
Yeah.
I think he's raised the bar. Every performer now should reveal a skill that no one knew they had.
Right.
I knew he could dance. I knew he could sing. I didn't know he could roller skate.
Right.
I want to see Bruno Mars juggling next time. I want to see Lady Gaga naming the state capitals. and the commercials were great. A lot of Scientology.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of Scientology. They're really drilling home the idea of don't listen to what you've heard about us or read well reported about us. Why not give it a try?
Just come on in.
Yeah, some amazing...
Don't tell any family members where you are.
That's right. They're just holding you back from your greatest potential. And Volkswagen going with a nostalgia ad.
Yes.
Which feels really historically bold.
It really does.
To start...
Did they say what year?
No, it was amazing. It started, if I remember this right, it started in black and white.
You're yes.
Like, whoa. And they're pulling, like, a blanket off a car, and you think, what's this going to be, Volkswagen? Do you not remember the thing? I definitely do. And then what it was like, oh, here's the first Volkswagen making it to America. And you think, mm-hmm. But that's not where it started, is it?
No.
Let's go back 10 years. If we're going to do history, let's do all of it, and we'll see some tightly tailored Hugo Boss suits back in Germany yes. as well.
I think the first Volkswagens to leave made their way to Argentina.
They loved them in Argentina.
They really did.
They like it?
We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more John Oliver, everybody.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the host of Last Week Tonight.
Yeah.
And future defendant.
Yeah.
John Oliver. Now, the game must have been particularly enjoyable to you because as a what we call soccer.
Yes.
A soccer fan.
Yes.
Because so many field goals. Last that. So many kicks. I mean, is it yes. gratifying for football players to be finally using their feet?
Yes. Yeah, feet were represented last night. Yes.
Yeah.
I like to see things kicked. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. So it was nice to see that particular string in their bow used. Yeah, it was a very, very fun thing. Also, Messi was in a commercial.
Yeah.
That was, again, for non-American citizens, seeing Messi there is, oh, wow, this really, wow, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Things
Messi,
are changing.
Messi's pretending he likes a drink for you.
Does he know, does he not enjoy the drinks?
What was it for? I can't even remember.
Michelob Ultra?
Oh, he doesn't drink Michelob Ultra. There's no way Lionel Messi drinks Michelob Ultra. Right. I know, we all saw him on the beach, we all saw him take a swig of something, there is no way. I wish Mickey was here, because I'd have him involved in this as well. Lionel Messi does not drink Michelob Ultra. Fact. There we go.
Thank you very much. Now, another big thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Another fun thing for people who don't follow so much football last yeah. night was that, Taylor Swift was a big part of the game
for
last
sure
night.
Sure she was.
That was
for
a lot
sure.
of fun.
Yes.
And I don't know if you are aware of this, but there are a bunch of fans of the both of you who have started using AI
to
put the two of you together. These are the kind of images people are putting up of the two of you. There is Taylor and...
What?
It's Taylor and you, who I believe is a adjunct professor of cowboying. I'm not sure. There's one. Here's another one.
Cowboys
this
needed
is from
accountants
a special
too.
Called Taylor and the Nearsighted Prince.
This is,
she's super mad at you here for reasons I don't entirely understand.
Why is she dating Harry Potter?
Yes, and this one is, I think you guys have broken up 5 years before. You're just getting back together, and you're saying to her, I have no idea where your scarf is. Were you aware that...
I had absolutely no idea.
Do you enjoy... Is this gratifying, or does this upset you?
I mean, it's a little bit upsetting just because it's getting better. I do think that might be useful for Taylor in the future to think, if she's not happy with anything in her life, she can look at that and think, it could be a lot worse. I'm really doing well. I love my family. I love my partner. That could have been me.
Think you could take Travis Kelce in a fight?
Now, well,
hold on. Have you ever boxed an oak tree before?
Hold on. Are we verbally sparring?
Maybe so. You're playing the dozens.
That's right. I like to use words as fists. Mm-hmm. I hope he respects that's my weapon of choice.
We're going to take another little break here, but we'll be right back with more John Oliver, y'all.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
We're back with the host of Last Week Tonight, Mr. John Oliver. Now, judging by this art, obviously, you have passionate fans out there.
Uh-huh.
What do you get recognized on the street? Like, what do they say to you when they come up to you on the street? Like, can you see a fan coming?
Not really. Not really. I don't know what a fan looks like. when people say things, I used to say to my kids that when someone would say something, they would say, "Who is that?" And I'd say, "Oh, it's just a friend." Because it was easier, right, than explaining it to them because they were
right.
So little.
Sure.
Just a friend. And so then that happened for a while. And then I think they realised I wasn't friends with the city of New York. Even a child would think that's unlikely. 8 million friends, then you have no friends.
Right.
And so now I've kind of started explaining, they like a bit of work that I do and don't worry about it. They'll say, "Yeah, we weren't."
How do you explain what you do?
It's hard.
You have like an 8 and 5-year-old.
Yeah, they're
right?
8 and 5. So
how do you explain that?
It's hard. I got them to come this year for the first time to the studio because we were doing something about the New Zealand Bird of the Year contest.
Oh, and you.
So I was
up
in
that,
a yeah. So I was dressed up. I was dressed up as a Puteki Teki, standing next to a gigantic Puteki Teki puppet, and they loved it. And I think the problem is they now think that's what I do. The next week, I said, "I'm off to work." And he went, "Are you going to dress as a bird again?" I mean, not definitely no, that's for sure. Can I just say
yes.
How much I enjoy talking to you when you are this tired? It is so thrilling to me to see you physically fall apart in front of my eyes. Because you're doing an amazing job. You're doing great. But... If I may quote your daughter, you are professionally lying right now. And your eyes are telling the truth. I've never been more jealous of Bradley Cooper getting to sit here while your appendix was bursting.
Because that night I had more energy than I'm giving you right now.
Yeah. Because I think you were really feeling, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sure, when you're on the edge of death, everything becomes very vivid,
exactly.
John.
You were, because I watched it, knowing what was happening, I watched it and thought, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that laser focus. That's what poison does for a
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's two options.
What's this?
Okay. In other sports news...
A man who never, ever uses...
Yes?
Guest question cards. Just clinging to it like a life raft, please.
Please. It is true. I try to never, ever
never
actually use one of
these. I never
see
you touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
FIFA has announced that MetLife Stadium will host the 2026 Men's World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
The world's biggest soccer match will be in your backyard. How are you feeling? Can New York handle this? Ready? I'll try it again.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about soccer.
Oh, yeah.
The World Cup's going to have their final here at MetLife Stadium. How do you... I mean, that's exciting for you in your backyard, right?
Wow, look at that! Oh, my God. Little...
Illusion!
There it is.
Illusion!
I am very, very excited. Although,
can they handle New York? Can New York handle them?
Read it. I think I'm really excited that World Cup is going to be here, but I can't be any more excited by the World Cup happening anywhere. So the fact it's more geographically close doesn't really mean much.
But have you been to a final?
No, I've never been to a
final. You
can
go to this one.
I would love to go to the World Cup final. I have called FIFA a drug cartel quite a lot.
Yes.
It probably would be safer for me to go on home, where, as an American, I'm now legally more protected here.
Yeah.
So maybe I would love to go. They are a criminal enterprise. And
but
Messi does not drink Michelob Ultra at all.
But you know what? If you're afraid to go, why don't you go dressed up as Steamboat Mickey? And they won't know that it's you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You have been a New Yorker for how many years now?
17.
Do you remember your first New York moment?
I do, because it happened almost immediately. I was walking from my hotel to the Daily Show studio, and there was a guy, it was almost like an offensive caricature of a New York scene. He was trying to cross the road, a cab nearly hit him. He started banging on the hood, saying he was walking here. I thought, this is like going to Disney World. This actually happens. Then he took his drink and he threw it against the cab and yelled, "You owe me a Frappuccino." And that, all the aggression up to that point was significantly undermined by his drink of choice. Ooh, a fancy drink. Well, you owe him quite a lot. Well, that's...
Yes. Well, season of a...
I'll do it.
Say the thing.
Okay, season 11 of Last Week Tonight starts Sunday. He's tired on HBO. John Oliver, everybody, will be right back with a performance by Killer Mike.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.